Will GM's new electric car be a game changer? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Chevy Bolt won the 2017 North American Car of the Year. It's a long-range electric car. Mark Brush has more from the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.
The EPA estimates the Bolt can travel 238 miles per charge, and GM thinks of it as an electric car that will have mass appeal. After a federal tax credit, the price of the car comes in around $30,000. The car company Tesla is planning to release a more affordable long-range electric car. They call it the Model 3, but GM beat Tesla to it. Carl Brower is executive publisher at Auto Trader.
I think this is the first true litmus test we have of electric vehicles and their potential with a consumer. We have never had what I would call a real electric car, and that means a car that has real functional mileage, 200-plus range, and real functional pricing, meaning sub $40,000.
GM agrees. They think the Bolt will compete with more than just the Tesla. Fred Liguori is a spokesman for GM.
I anticipate that the Bolt EV will compete with any small crossover folks are shopping for at the moment.
The car is available in just California and Oregon now. GM expects it to be available across the country by the end of the year. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Resch.
This is the Environment Report. State officials want you to check your trees for a tiny insect. It's called the hemlock woolly adelgid. Roger Mack joins me to tell us more about this. He's a forest health specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
The first time this insect was found in Michigan was 2006. Why are you concerned about this?
Our biggest concern now are detections that were made in 2015 over in Muskegon and Ottawa County on the west central side of the lower peninsula. Our concern there is that unlike these other isolated detections, this one is appearing to be much wider spread. The other concern is that we're finding for the first time hemlock trees that have been killed by hemlock woolly adelgid. So for all those reasons, it's a real concern to us.
And what should people look for on their trees?
This time of year, what you're going to see is the adult stage. The adult produces white, woolly wax as a means of protecting itself from weather and from predators. And so if you were to look on the underside of hemlock branches, you'll see this white, fuzzy wool substance there, and that can be hemlock woolly adelgid. There are a few things that can be mistaken for it, certain spider webbings and other things, but it's one of those things, once you see it, there's really no mistaking it.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is considering a quarantine. They want to restrict the movement of things like hemlock nursery stock and firewood. What else are you doing at the state level to try to keep the pests contained?
Well, there's been an external quarantine actually in place for a number of years prior to the infestation that we found in 2006. So this internal quarantine that is now under review is focusing on the Muskegon and Ottawa County areas, and when that is put in place, hopefully sometime early this year, that will go a long way to prevent movement of infested trees, infested branches, and so forth from the infested areas into areas that currently do not have hemlock woolly adelgid.
Roger Meck is a forest health specialist with the DNR. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You can get some tips on what to look for on hemlock trees and who to call if you think you've found the pest at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.